The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
From all of us at Exchange Bank and Trust, we take this moment to wish you and your family the very best this holiday season. There's no better time to remember the friendships we cherish and to thank you for your business in 2023. We wish you much happiness and look forward to continuing to serve you in 2024 and in the years to come. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, with that, we welcome you to Effingham, Kansas. Bears high school hoops this evening in the Northeast Kansas League as ACCHS is playing host to Pleasant Ridge. Hello again, everybody. We got Joseph. He's always in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Again there tonight, taking care of all of the hard stuff, producing and engineering for us this evening. Joseph, thank you so much. Tom Kelton here, courtside. Good to be along. We have had two absolutely entertaining JV game. Both of them coming down to the wire. Both of them coming down to last moment shots. The guys game, literally a shot at the buzzer that came away and didn't go in. Pleasant Ridge secured a win in that game. But in this girls game, these are both going to be good matchups. The girls game first, and then, of course, the guys game coming up after this one because it is a high school hoops doubleheader. This game pits ACCHS coming in at 2-3, 2-4 on the season against Pleasant Ridge. They are 3-2, and 3-2 on the season. PA guys down here announcing the starters. So, with that said, allow me to introduce them to you. First of all, for the visitors from Pleasant Ridge, Lady Rams under head coach Omari Gann. Ridge is going to be starting Maddie Heim and Bella Major, Mia Ernson, Kelsey Coe, and Ava Potter. Four seniors, Bella Major is the junior in that starting group for Pleasant Ridge. For ACCHS, head coach Andrew Eckert, his assistant Tori Mace. Lady Tigers are going to be starting Madison Martin, a sophomore. Going to have Mackenzie Scholes and Corey Wagner and Mackenzie Bowerly, all juniors, and a senior, Danny Chu. Got a nice crowd on hand here today. Final game for our Care Radio schedule before the holiday break. Final game for both these teams. And so everybody pretty excited about this one here tonight. That said, Joseph, taking our break. We'll be back. Tip off. Ladies game, the first of two, coming up right after this.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chick the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or the app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Dr. Stephen Walls is pleased to announce his retirement and the closure of his veterinary practice, Westside Veterinary Hospital, effective December 29th. Dr. Walls will always be remembered as a caring, thorough, and hardworking vet. He has literally cared for hundreds of animals over the last 29 years. Contact the clinic for your pet's records prior to closure. And coming soon, Westside Grooming and Boarding, run by Kim Woodson.
Pleasant Ridge. A quick shot by the Lady Rams will not go in. Lady Tigers up court with it. We are 8, 9, 10 seconds into the game. ACCHS with the basketball going from left to right across your dial here in this opening half. Tigers work around to the left side. Bamberly runs in. Little runner's going to be off the wind, but no good. Rebounding it back down. Pleasant Ridge clearing it away. It's going to be Maddie Heim. Heim will outlet quickly down the left side, taking it all the way to the block. It's going to be Ava Potter. The shot from the outside. The long two is up the rim and over the backboard. Back, it's going to come to Atchison County. 7.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. We've got three possessions already. These teams not fooling around. They're getting the ball down the court, and they're putting their shots on the way. Lady Tigers have gotten have improved as the season's gone on. Had a nice chat with head coach Andrew Eckert. Certainly getting an experienced returner back after an injury, and their point guard, Mackenzie Bowerly, has helped them. Now here's a pass in the middle. It's going to be batted away for Martin and taken away by P. Ridge. Ridge coming up court with the basketball quickly down the left side, and we're going to get a traveling call right in front of the Tiger bench. Back it will come to ACCHS. So we are, what now, five possessions into the game, and still no points scored. 6:40 to go in the opening quarter. Pleasant Ridge coming into the game, we mentioned, at 3-2. They've got wins over McLeod, Jackson Heights, and Horton. Losses to JC in the season opener and Pleasant Ridge in their most recent outing on the 15th, just 6 days ago. And now the Tigers are going to turn it over, and Pleasant Ridge back up the court. 6:15 to go in the opening quarter. Still no points in the game. Pass to the left side. It's going to be batted away from the Rams. Now Doc Free stole it away. McKenzie bringing it up the court. Down the middle, it's going to be to Corey Wagner. Over to Bowerly on the elbow. She'll put it on the floor one time. Put it up from 15. A double dribble basketball. Then the Tigers are going to turn it back over. Lots of up and down. Lots of turnovers. 0 points so far. We are 2 minutes in. 6 minutes left in the first quarter. Rams back up the floor with it. Bringing it into the forecourt is going to be Kelsey Coe. She'll dish it over to the left side. Maddie Heim drives to the free throw line, stops, looks in the middle, nowhere there. Brings it back out on top. There was a travel, no call. A feed into the lane. Now the baseline jump shot rims out, no good. Tigers are going to rebound down off the miss, and we're still scoreless. It's cleared away on the rebound by Mackenzie Scholes. ACCHS up the floor with the basketball. And a pass to the middle, stolen by Pleasant Ridge. Heim will step in front of the pass, and Ridge comes up court. They'll go three, short. Rebound tipped around, and it's going to get out of bounds and will be Lady Tiger basketball. 5.5 to go in what is still a scoreless girls' high school basketball game here in the Northeast Kansas League. Atchison County putting it in play in front of their bench, and up the floor with it for ACCHS will be Corey Wagner. She'll swing it over to the right side to Danny Chu. Now into the corner. Bowerly will set sail to hit a three. And with that, we have our first point in a ballgame. 3-0 ACCHS at 5:15 to go in the first. Pleasant Ridge will back all the way out, literally standing in the center circle with the basketball. Top side is going to be Bella Major. She'll dish it over left. Maddie Heim goes down the side of the lane. Cut off there. Brings it back out to the elbow. Gives it to Major. Bella continues to dribble. Little skip pass out over to the right edge to Cove. Feeds to the right side of the lane, working in the middle. Vince Martin, who will turn and reject the shot. It'll go out of bounds at the baseline, back in for Pleasant Ridge. First block of the ballgame for Madison Martin. I got to see ACCHS once earlier this season. Madison had 6 blocks in that game. For 4.5 to play, first quarter. Still 3-0. Here's a 3, looking for the tie, but it's going to be short. And the long rebound will be allowed to tumble out of bounds back to Atchison County. Mackenzie Schultz will put it in play in the backcourt. And Corey Wagner back up floor with a little right-hand dribble, taking her time. Gets it across the timeline with a pass to the left side to Schultz. Now they'll feed in the middle of Martin, dumps it back to the right side. They'll skip in the middle of Madison. Twisting, turning, can't get a shot away. Back outside again. They want Martin. Martin's in front of her defender. Now the ball reaching around Martin. The ball's going to be batted away. Knocked free by Mia Ernston. Down court is going to come. The shot up off the window and good. First points for Pleasant Ridge belong to Maddie Heim. And they come here with exactly 4 minutes to play in the opening quarter. It is 3-2. Tigers dealing with a little full court pressure, having a hard time getting it across the timeline, and finally do. And I'm saying just in the nick of time. Tigers work it over to the right side. Martin comes up, flashes up to the high post, takes a pass, comes it over to Corey Wagner, who goes into the lane, puts on a nice little inside move, and lays it up and in. Corey Wagner has 2. Tigers go up at 5-2. 3.5 to play in the opening quarter. It is a low-scoring one in the girls' game in Effingham, Kansas, so far this evening. Very patiently, the pass is going to the right side to Coase. She will go into the lane, kick it back over to the edge, and the ball loose on the floor. Taken back for the Rams. They're going to call a jump ball. They will. Looked like the Rams had secured it, but the official with a quick whistle is going to call a jump ball possession arrow, Atchison County, and we'll get substitutions coming in for both teams. But as that happens, we're going to get a timeout called on the floor. Joseph, we're going to take our first break of the ballgame. It occurs here at 3:16 to go in the opening quarter in Effingham, where it is ACCHS's Lady Tigers 5, Pleasant Ridge 2.
Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da, a second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's. Ready for some festivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 28th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nachos Navidad season, only at Taco John's.
Back with you is Corey Wagner, into the port court for the Lady Tigers. And we're at 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Corey into the lane, goes back to Ballerly, outside, all alone, 3 is well short. And rebound is on the floor. Tigers are going to save it and then walk with the basketball. They secured it down, and then, with a little off balance, Ava Spear, who has just come into the game, couldn't quite get her balance and her footing, and it'll go back to Pleasant Ridge. 2:50 to go in the opening quarter, still 5-2. Now the cross-court pass is going to be stolen, and as it comes up the floor, Ridge tries to steal it back, and we're going to get a foul called on Josie Sloan. That is the first foul of the game, coming at 2:51 to go in the opening quarter. Mackenzie Schultz will be putting it in play right in front of the scorer's table on the near side. Brings it into Corey Wagner. Tigers back up the floor. Right side with it is Schultz. Now they really are spreading the floor out. The pass in the middle for Martin is going to be knocked away from her. Down the floor it's going to go from the left side. The 3 launched and short. Rebound Tigers, and trying to steal it back, we're going to get a Ram foul. Reaching in, Maddie Heim. She missed the shot. The long rebound came out. I think she thought she was going to get it. Tigers reached in front of her.
You already know.
The basketball picked up that foul. 2.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. ACCHS back up forward to basketball. Mackenzie Schultz will have it on the right side. Again, Tigers wide, four corners with that offense. Now the pass in the middle, and for the third time, consecutively, as the pass goes in the middle for Martin, Coe just reaches around her, deflects the ball, and Pleasant Ridge comes up with it. Now the feed to the right block. Going into the lane, the ball is going to be stripped away. It's on the floor. Tigers are going to pick it up. Coming up with a loose basketball, it's going to be Bowerly. She'll outlet it up the floor, looking down the left side for Corey Wagner, and it'll be knocked away and into the crowd. Back it comes to the Tigers. Pleasant Ridge is going to bring Ava Potter back in. For just a little bit, senior Emma Murphy was in the game. And Emma will check out. Ava's back in. Tigers will try to drive into the lane. And the cross-court pass stolen. Here comes Ridge. It's a one-on-three break. And from the right side, there's a double dribble. From the right side, the ball in the hands of Bella Major. She'd stop step or so above the block on the right side of the lane. The three defenders kind of converged on her. She was trapped. Didn't have any help down the floor yet. And put the ball on the floor one more time. Back it comes to Atchison County. Low scoring business here with a minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. Still 5-2, Atchison County. Bowerly with the ball topside. She leads all scorers with her three-point shot that began scoring here tonight. And again, the Tigers trying to open it up. The Rams are settled into a, I'm going to call this a 2-1-2 defense. The shot from the right side rims out. No good by Wagner. Rebounding it down. Pleasant Ridge. Quick outlet down the right side. Attacking the basket. Now cut off. Back on top. Wide open. Uncontested. Three won't drop. Rebound this time to Martin. Lady Tigers back up the court. We're at a minute to go in the first. ACCHS skip pass to the block. Stolen away from Martin. And taking it away from her. Reaching around her this time. It's going to be Ava Spear. Outlet down the left side. All alone. Jump shot up too strong. Offensive rebound by Cope. Bundles it up too soft. Rebound fought for and Bowerly has it. A defender reaches in. Are we getting a tied up ball? We are. Possession back to Pleasant Ridge. Tigers are going to bring Danny Chu back into the lineup and rotate Mackenzie Scholes out. And with 45 seconds to go in the opening quarter, it'll be Pleasant Ridge basketball coming in at their baseline off the alternate possession. Kelsey Coe will take it. Now feed to the left side. The turnaround shot in the lane is going to be up and good. Ava Potter for two. And it is a one-point game at 5-4. Half a minute to go in the opening quarter. Crowd's getting a little antsy. I think they're wanting a little more offense than this. 20 could win this tonight. Here's a spinning shot. It's going to be up, missing by the Tigers. And the long rebound pulled down by ACCHS. The ball's on the floor. Knocked free in. Back up with the the Rams. 8 seconds. 7. Into the forecourt with 6. The feed to the left with 5. The pass underneath. Rejected by Martin with 3. Martin will have her second block of the game. So the Rams are going to have it into their offensive end from directly beneath the goal. Coach Gann is going to bring Maddie Heim back in. They're going to have 3.5 to get a shot away. They'll bring it in, bat it away. It's on the floor, drilling around, and now they're going to have it go out of bounds with 1.3 back to Atchison County. So Pleasant Ridge with an opportunity, unable to capitalize on it. They're going to bring it in, and the opening quarter will come to a close. A lot of up and down. Quite a lot of turnovers and not a lot of points. After one in Effingham, it is ACCHS 5, Pleasant Ridge 4.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
The two teams huddle up around the respective coaching staff this week. It's set to go to the second quarter. You know, a lot of times at the end of a quarter, I got to use both hands. Sometimes I got to take off my shoe to count up the scores. I only have to use one hand here tonight. It is a 5-4 ball game for Atchison County. Mackenzie Bowerly, kind of the difference maker. She hit a three-point shot the first points of the game. Also, Corey Wagner knocked in two for Pleasant Ridge, two for Maddie Heim and Ava Potter. 5-4. There was one foul called in that first quarter. Two fouls called. One each on Maddie Heim and Josie Sloan for Pleasant Ridge. No Tiger fouls yet in the game. And we go to quarter number two. Atchison County is going to bring it in. And up the floor with the basketball, they're going to come here. Danny Chu with it on the left side. Bowery does not start the second quarter, but she's already at the scorer's table ready to come in. Tigers come out on top to Wagner. Corey starts in the middle. No room there. Goes to Martin. She's way out. Heels on the three-point line. Back around the right side to Corey Wagner. And now they'll reverse the ball back around to the left side clockwise. And we're going to have a timeout. Yeah. Coach Eckert is going to take a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break with the Lady Tigers a half a minute into the second quarter. It is still 5-4 Atchison County.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
We come back. Tigers with the ball. Go to the left side for Martin, and it's going to be stolen away by the Rams. Stepping in front for Pleasant Ridge is going to be Gabby Major. We have not seen her in the game yet. She is a freshman. Brings good size to the floor. We don't have height out there, but she's got to be 5'10", maybe even 11. The freshman, Gabby Major, in the game, and Pleasant Ridge back up court with the basketball. Here's a lob down inside the lane. Goes back to Gabby. Out on top it'll come. Bella. Kick to the baseline right. They'll feed into the right side of the lane. Cole twists and turns, and they're going to say travels with the basketball. So a Pleasant Ridge turnover. .6:49 to go in the opening half, and it is still 5-4. Crowd being bold a little bit. Catches the county, comes up the floor. Right side, but it's going to be Corey. Now she'll feed left underneath. It goes to Martin. Kicks it back into the middle. Falling away. The shot is up. No. Rebound. Three Rams come down with the ball simultaneously and clearing it away. And up the floor with it is going to come Maddie Hunt. She'll lob it over to the right side. Baseline. The rainbow three. Got it. From deep in the right corner, Mia Ernson for three. And Pleasant Ridge will assume their first lead of the ball game at 7-5. We're at 6-10 to play opening half. Lady Tigers back up the floor. Left side, uncontested three. Way too strong. Almost went in off the carom. Rebounded by the Tigers. Finally will go right side. Plays off the screen. Running shot. In and out. Nope. Rebound ripped three and taken away by the Rams. Support by Mia Ernson. And flying up the floor with it. They'll go to the left side. ACCHS also setting up in that zone defense. Cross court is going to go back on top. The uncontested shot from the top. Boom, another three. This one knocked down by Pleasant Ridge's Bella Major. And suddenly Ridge doubles up the Tigers at 10-5. 5.5 to play in the first. Into the fourth court it comes. Atchison County dumps it to the right. Danny Chu gets it to Bowerly. Puts a shot up that doesn't fall. And the rebound, Rams. The freshman Emma Murphy sweeps down the board. Or excuse me, the senior Emma Murphy sweeps down the board. And then Pleasant Ridge coming up the floor, calling for palming it over. Out of the court for Atchison County. Quick scan out there. Looks like it's going to be the starting five. Danny Chu and McKenzie Bowerly with Corey Wagner. McKenzie Schultz, Madison Merton. So, yes, the Tigers, even though they spell it differently, the Tigers, Lady Tigers, do start two McKenzie. 5 minutes, less than five now to go in the first half. 10-5, Ridge. Feed to the right block. The turnout shot, Martin, a little too strong. Rebound, Pleasant Ridge. Bella Major jumps at left side. Maddie Heim for three. That one is well short. Rebound, Martin. She's deep in the corner, trapped down at the baseline corner. Lobs it off on top and does a nice job of getting it away to Danny Chu. Chu swings it over to Bowerly. Bowerly will accelerate into the lane. Drags a pivot foot. No travel call. Shot for three is up off the front lip of the rim. No. Rebound Tigers. Followed up. No. Rebound Tigers. Spinning, twisting. They'll kick it back to the free throw line. Drive in. Falling to the floor. And they're going to finally call a jump ball. Getting a little I don't know if it's a great adjective to use here. As these teams, I don't know, they're just having trouble getting a shot at the ball, having trouble with the focus. I think it may be the last day before the holiday itis. I think that's a thing. And I think that might be what we're seeing a little bit here tonight. 4 minutes to go in the first half. It is 10-5. ACCHN has not scored yet in the second quarter, and it's over halfway gone. Rams will dish it right side. Way out high, two steps into the forecourt. Now the feed to the baseline right on the give and go. The shot's too strong, but probably because of a little push in the back by the Tigers, and that will initiate a couple of free throws. The foul on Madison Martin, it'll be her first. That is the first Atchison County foul of the game and the first foul of the second quarter by either team. Pleasant Ridge at the free throw line. Perfect. So the first shot up and good. Little knee bend. Second one is up, and it is also perfect. So Ava Potter drops them both right to the bottom. And it is now 12-5. And Ridge suddenly has forged a 7-point lead at 3:50 to go in the opening half. Little full court pressure applied by Pleasant Ridge on the inbound. Tigers have it in the backcourt. Now the long upcourt throw will be taken near midcourt and then driven across the timeline by Bowerly. She'll dish it over into the right side. Shot opportunity gets passed up. The drive into the lane, passed up. Back out on top. It's going to come to Chu. To go left side to Corey Wagner. 3.5 to go in the first half. The Rams in a trying to decide what they're playing defensively. It's a player D. It's a little. Now they're going to trap in the middle, twisting and turning. Bowerly just spins, kind of hooks a shot up toward the rim. It hits the back, and the long rebound is going to be taken down by Maddie Heim. Ridge back up court with the basketball. 3 minutes to go in the opening half. The pass to the left side, blocked by Martin. Madison got in a little bit late, but was quick enough to get a hand of the ball. That is her third block today. 2:50 to go in the half. Tigers back up court with the basketball. High school girls basketball. The pass over to the right side and stepping on the near sideline. It's going to be Mackenzie Scholes. ACCHS turning it over. Lady Tigers looking frustrated out of the court as they come up the floor kind of chatting with one another. And you can just kind of feel that it's tough when you put the shots up and they're just not falling in, and they haven't been for either team to a great extent yet. Here's a three for Ridge. It's going to be off the front of the rim. No one. Martin rebounds it down. Bowerly brings it up the court. Bowerly's probably going to try to take care, help take over here, and she will. She's got the speed, the ball handling skills. She drives down the right side aggressively, attacks the basket, and does not hit the bucket, draws the foul, and will come to the line for two. Foul is going to be on Emma Murphy for Pleasant Ridge. It'll be there. First foul of the second quarter as his free throw is up, rattles, and is in. And Mackenzie Bowerly collects her fourth point of the game. Now 12-6. Pleasant Ridge. That second one is perfect. 12-7. And we're inside 2.5 to go here in the first half. And Pleasant Ridge, as they'll take their eyes off the ball, Kelsey Cole, it gets past her and off her shoulder and goes out of bounds. Tigers are going to have it back in play from the backcourt, right in front of the student section across the way from us. 2:15 to play in the first half. ACCHS down only 5, can be and are being very, very patient on this upcourt play. Now we're going to get an offensive illegal screen set. It was a good one. If you're going to get it, you might as well get it all. Players go to the floor. It'll be the first foul by Danny Chu. Tiger team foul 2 here in the second. Rams into the forecourt with the basketball. Kelsey Coe will do the upcourt work. Dishes it quickly to the right to Bella Major. Feeds to Coe. Has the ball stripped away. That was a nice deal by Danny Chu. She just reached in, picked her pocket, and dumps it over to Bowerly, who comes into the forecourt with a minute 50 to go. First half. Bowerly will spin, reverse direction, goes into the lane, has the ball stripped away from her, save of the Tigers. They'll go deep into the right corner. Back it comes down on the elbow to Bowerly. You can hear in the backcourt, Tiger head coach Andrew Eckert giving instructions and encouragement to his team out there. Topside is going to go to Martin. Atchison County's working some crossing from upper corner to lower corner of the lane, trying to I think I'm sure screened somebody off, trying to get an open shot down off the baseline. They have not been able to do that. Here's a running shot by Bowerly. Off the rim, flies it in. So Mackenzie Bowerly stepping up, picks up her seventh point of the game and gets her team back to within three. It is 12-9, 75 seconds to play in the opening half. The long cross-court pass for the Rams. The feed to Coe. She's twisting, turning, hook shot, and there's a block. And they're going to say with that twist, no block for Martin. The twist was involving moving of the feet and a traveling call. Pleasant Ridge is going to turn it back over. For the Lady Tigers, an opportunity to tie this thing up. 1 minute to go for the half. Atchison County down. Just a few minutes ago by seven. Have battled back. Here's Martin, two steps above the three-point arc. Goes right side, Wagner. Corey back to the left to Bowerly. Bowerly pivots with the left foot. Holds it. Stops from the top. The three is very short. The rebound taken away on the long board, top side, by Pleasant Ridge. Mia Ernston to the free throw line. The feed will go baseline left and back on the top. Half a minute to go with the half. Skip pass over to the right side, Bella Major. Ridge with the basketball, dumps it now to the edge to Sloan. Baseline, back out on top, Major, back to Sloan. She wanted the long shot, doesn't take it. Now they'll feed into the lane. Coe off the window, hits the bucket, falls to the floor, no foul called. Kelsey Coe, first point of the game. And it's 14-9, Ridge. 5 seconds to go. Full court pressure. They're not going to give up an easy shot. Half court went at the buzzer. It does hit the backboard, does not go in. And we come to intermission. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. The girls' team headed for the locker room. Pleasant Ridge 14, Atchison County 9.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cones, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy, tastes good.
Good to have you back with us here in Effingham, Kansas, where the guys' teams are out of the court warming up. Don't forget, boys basketball coming up at the conclusion of the ladies' game. Quick recap of the girls' scoring for you, first of all. For the visitors from Pleasant Ridge, every starter has scored. No starter has scored more than once. Ava Potter does have 4 points on a field goal and two free throws. That leads the Lady Rams scoring. Three apiece for Bella Major and Mia Ernston on three-point shots. Maddie Heim and Kelsey Coe each with two on two-point shots. For ACCHS, it's the Mackenzie Bowerly painted away with seven. The other two for the Lady Tigers belong to Corey Wagner. Foul trouble, absolutely non-existent. No player on either team with more than one. Stick around. We'll be back for the second half of the ladies' game next, and then, of course, the guys, but with our intermission score in Effingham. Pleasant Ridge, 14, Lady Tigers, 9. Back we go to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. It's holiday halftime.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Here, 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcast to get connected to the game you want to hear. Care 93.7, your local sports authority.
Good evening. This is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. We will be returning to the Pleasant Ridge HCCHS girls basketball game in just a few moments. The next event on the Care Country sports schedule is next year. We will have a Wednesday game as Benedictine Ravens will be taking on Park. 5:30 is the scheduled tip for the women. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. That will be Wednesday, January 3rd. Do enjoy the break, all student athletes. I'll be back in just a moment.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The current score in the game that we're listening to is Pleasant Ridge 14, ACCHS Girls 9. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that Weather Eye forecast.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Our big Christmas promotion, Candy Cane Cash, is in the books. Winning the $500 cash prize, Courtney Kraft of Atchison.
Hello.
Hello, Courtney.
Yes.
Did you hear the news?
I did. Oh, my God. I fell on my knees. I started crying. I was like, yes! This is great. This is crazy.
Courtney's name was randomly drawn from among all the finalists drawn at our official qualifying stops. Those stops include Scooters, Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique, the Atchison Area Chamber of Commerce, Taco John's, Skyway Vapes, DQ Grill and Chill, Naomi Rose Boutique and Hat Company, Jock's Niche, Alps, Crystal Co., The Bunker at Bellevue, AFA Advisors LLC, and Atchison Auto Parts. Congratulations to Courtney. And a big thank you to all our listeners who participated in Candy Cane Cash 2023. Be looking for more fun promotions in 2024.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Isolated rain showers likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 49. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Isolated rain showers likely tomorrow, highs around 58. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 43. Overcast Saturday with highs in the upper 50s. Heavy rain likely Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 53 degrees out there. We've got winds out of the south-southeast right now at about 4 miles per hour. Relative humidity is 81%. The dew point, 47 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure on the rise at 30.14 inches of mercury. It feels like 52 out there. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside out at Effingham, Kansas in just a moment.
From all of us at Exchange Bank and Trust, we take this moment to wish you and your family the very best this holiday season. There's no better time to remember the friendships we cherish and to thank you for your business in 2023. We wish you much happiness and look forward to continuing to serve you in 2024 and in the years to come. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Back with you here in Effingham, Kansas, as we return. The Lady Tigers put the ball in play, and how about that? 15 seconds into the second half. Lady Tigers put points on the board. Mackenzie Bowery is at 9. It is 14-11. Welcome back, everybody. Many thanks to Joseph, producer, engineer, halftime guy extraordinaire. We're back with you just underway in the second half. It is now 14-11. Lady Rams in front. Cross-court pass for the Rams. Nearly lost. They're able to recover it. Skip pass comes back out on top. It's lost again. It's on the floor and saved again for the Rams. The feed will come to the right side. Ridge going now from left to right across your dial in the second half. The feed will come into the lane. Kelsey Cove puts a shot up. Got fouled. Official's going to make his way over to the scorer's table. Looking back on the floor. You know how they do. I know he did not get... quite pick up their number, and he's looking and realizing now he says it's going to be Danny Chu collecting her second foul. The free throw is good. And for Pleasant Ridge, it is Mia Ernzen. Second free throw, rattles, and it's good. So Mia will pick up her fourth and fifth points. Putting our team back up, 16-11, up by 5. We go inside 7 to go in the third quarter. First foul of the third quarter for either team. Here's a runner for Bowerly off the mark, followed by a cut by Martin, a little bit short, and the rebound. Going to be lost out of play. It's out of bounds. It'll be Atchison County basketball beneath their goal. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Pleasant Ridge leads by 5 at 16-11. Low-scoring business here. Comes into Martin. Her jumper's up. Won't drop. And the rebound pulled down by Ridge. Clearing down to basketball. It's going to be Bella Major. And she brings it up the floor. Feeds it over to the left side. Cross-court pass. Nicely anticipated. It's going to be stolen by Corey Wagner. Wagner coming up with a steal. And the Tigers back up floor with the basketball. 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Bowerly kicks it over to Wagner. Corey goes right side to Chu, and the Tigers reverse ball and bring it back around the outside. Oh, nice back door, and the shot by Bowerly, and plus one. It hung on the right side of the rim, spinning, and rolled in. The foul is going to be on Mia Ernzen. It will be her first. Pleasant Ridge and Atchison County each with one third-quarter foul and an opportunity for Bowerly to complete the three-point play. She's 2-of-2 at the line and hits that one as well. 12 of the Tigers, 14 points belong to Bowerly, and it is a two-point Lady Ram lead. Feed will come over to the right side. It's going to be ripped free, stolen away. Tigers coming up with the basketball and up the floor. Two gives it away to Bowerly. Bowerly across, goes to the right side. Accelerates down the side of the lane. Puts up a runner that misses, and a rebound cleared down off the floor by Ridge. Mia Ernston sweeps it away. Bella Major brings it back up the floor. 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Major goes left side to Heim. Maddie goes to the corner, back off on top, driving into the lane. The runner off the window won't fall, and the rebound, Martin. Tigers coming up, Gorman to basketball, trying to get by a pair. And again, this time Corey Wagner runs the ball up the floor. She'll work it over to the right side, way, way above the three-point ring. They'll sweep it around to the left, feed down to the baseline, and going up for the block of the shot. Whistle on the foul. The foul is going to be quickly the second by Mia Ernston, and it's going to put the Tigers to the free throw line, and Mackenzie Schultz will have an opportunity at her first points of the game and a chance to tie this thing up. The first one. Got it. The game has not been tied since it was scoreless. One more shot coming up here for Mackenzie. And it's a little too hard. Rebound underneath by Martin. Kicks it back Bowerly. She'll step inside the ring. Kicks it back out on top. Left-hand dribble. Now the bounce pass into the middle, and they're going to call it off somebody's foot, or they're going to call a foul. They're going to call it off a foot. I thought they tried to go with the little Tigers. They tried to go with a little skip pass across the lane, but I don't think anybody so much reached out to kick it as it actually just struck the foot of one of the players. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball. 5 minutes exactly to go in the third. Here's a baseline three. No rebound. Pleasant Ridge. Mia Ernston with the board, and Bella Major into the forecourt. 4:50 to go, third quarter. 16-15. Pleasant Ridge with the ball and a one-point lead. Here's a three. No. Rebound. You heard a crash. Players falling to the floor. The follow shot by Pleasant Ridge goes up, won't go, and another offensive rebound for the Lady Rams. This time they'll go into the lane. Shot's going to be blocked by Martin. I've got her now for four blocks in the game. That's her first block of the second half. 4:15 to go. Approaching the midpoint of the third quarter. 16-15. Tigers with an opportunity at their first lead since the opening quarter. Over to the right side. Bowerly way out between the circles to Chu. Kicks it left side to Scholes. Tigers work around the outside, around the outside. They overload the left. They got both Martin and Scholes on the left side of the lane. Now they drop a player from the top of the key down through the lane. No opportunity there. Pass comes back out on top, and they'll run it again. Now DePaul's going to get away. It's loose on the floor. Rams pick it up. Here comes Pleasant Ridge. The Tigers working hard to handle the ball and move it around, but so many passes and so many exchanges of the possession. Finally caught up with him, and here the pass goes to the baseline. The three for Ridge, off the mark, rebound Tigers. Mackenzie Schultz will bring it up. She comes into the forecourt, travels with it, no whistle. We're going to get a Tiger timeout. ACCHS catches a break, taking a timeout. We're taking it with them, Joseph. We're down to 3:20 to go in the third quarter of playing the girls' game. It is Pleasant Ridge 16, Atchison County 15.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Northeast Kansas League High School Basketball, the final game of 2023. These two teams will join the rest of the conference and go into the holiday break after this one tonight. ACCHS trailing by one, brings the ball in play, coming out of the timeout, and we're at 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. 16-15 Pleasant Ridge. McKenzie Bowerly feeds to the right side. The three-point shot is up and good by Corey Wagner. And ACCHS has taken the lead back. It is 18-16 the Lady Tigers. 2:48 to go. Third quarter. Ball's going to be batted away. Saved by Ridge. Feed to the free throw line. Driving left. No room. Back out on top. Emma Murphy has it. Now feet down baseline left. Twisting and turning. The pass comes off on top. Little baseline to Emma. Back out on top. Uncontested three. Short. Rebound. Ridge. Followed up. Blocked by Martin. Offensive board. Pulled back down by Pleasant Ridge. Martin now at, what is that? That is five blocks, and we will have a foul by ACCHS. It'll be on Ava Spear. Ava's first. Team fouls are now even at two apiece in the third quarter with 2:17 to play. 18-16, the Lady Tigers by a pair. Topside, it goes past up the three. Baseline three launched off the rim. High rebound, no. Follow shot goes up, and a foul by Martin. The bucket did not go in, but Pleasant Ridge is going to come to the free throw line. Madison will have collected her second foul of the game and the Tigers' third quarter foul. Pleasant Ridge will step up. The first free throw by Bella Major will not go in. She hit a three-point shot in the second quarter for her only point so far this evening. It remains 18-16. Lady Tigers by two. Second free throw, perfect. So Bella has her fourth point, and it is a one-point game, 18-17. Tigers have the ball in play still. Deep in the backcourt, and here's a two-handed pass. Nobody on the other end defending, and all alone, the layup is missed. But getting down the floor late, lots of contact, and the foul is going to be the third by Mia Ernston. She's collected three third-quarter fouls for Pleasant Ridge. And she's going to put the Tigers at the free throw line. It's going to be Danny Chu. Danny has not gotten one on the board yet tonight, but she'll hit that one. Chu will have her first point of the game, pushing the Tiger lead again up to two. Minute 59 to go in the third quarter. Crowd grows really quiet. The senior eyes it and hits it. Danny has a pair, 20-17. Rams up the floor, minute 50 left in the third, trailing now by three, pass deep in the left side, comes off on top, squaring up, launching a three, it'll be short, offensive rebound, and traffic goes up, and we're going to get another Tiger foul. And we're going to get more free throws for the Rams. This whistle will be on Ava Spear. She will have collected her second. Gratches the county, you got three players now with two fouls each. Pleasant Ridge has got Mia Ernston with three and no other player with more than one. The free throw not going to go in. So Maddie Heim unable to capitalize on the first. Pleasant Ridge has not scored from the floor in this quarter yet. They have only scored 3 points in the quarter, all of them at the free throw line. This free throw is good. And Pleasant Ridge is 4 of 6 at the free throw line. It trails by 2 at 20-18. And we're down to a minute 40 to go in the third quarter. Rams will make a substitution. And we're down to a minute and a half to go in the third. Trying to pick up who it is. It's going to be Josie back in. Josie Sloan is back in for Pleasant Ridge. Feed over to the left block for the Tigers. Comes back off on top. Ava Spear. Spear pretty squarely between the top of the key in the center circle. Now a little look away pass down to the baseline. Trying to get it to Martin, but it's going to be a bit out of her reach. He's not able to secure and control down the ball. It's going to go out of bounds. Back it'll come to the Lady Rams. So the minute 10 to go in the third quarter. It's a two-point game. Lady Tigers in front. Lady Rams have the ball. They'll go into the forecourt on the pass to the right edge. To the free throw line, to feed to the baseline. It's loose on the floor. That's one of those times when you You always like to get that extra pass. Sometimes one too many passes. That was the case right there. And now as the ball is knocked free, Danny Chu will clear it away, and Atchison County comes back up the floor. Sometimes it's about as good a shot as you're going to get. You need to take it. Here's a shot driving in the middle, and Ava Spear will have it rejected out of bounds. And at 38 seconds to go in the third quarter, it'll be Tiger Ball coming in again at their offensive end. Looking to bring it in is Corey Wagner. Her inbound pass is slapped away, knocked away out of bounds by Kelsey Coe. Tigers will have it in just inside midcourt. They bring it in on top, 35, 34, 33, rolling along now toward the end of the third quarter. Knifing into the lane, down the left side, twisting, turning, spinning, the shot is up and soft. Rebound Rams. Ridge up the floor, 20 seconds to go in the third. Trailing it by a pair. Looking to tie it up, 14-footer passed up. Skip pass comes off on top to Major. Here's a baseline jumper, too strong, and Ridge comes down with a rebound and then is going to lose it out of play. Tigers will have it back. 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Coach Eckert will get Bowerly back into the game. She was out for just a brief moment. She's back in, taking out Corey Wagner. Tigers, 6 seconds to go. She comes into the forecourt. Bowerly goes all the way to the other end and drives and shoots and scores. Bowerly was just not defended. It goes up and in, and the Tigers take their lead at 4 after 3 quarters. We'll be back. Fourth quarter of the ladies' game coming up here on K Radio. The score, ACCHS 22, Pleasant Ridge 18.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
With us here on Care Radio as the girls' game is about to go to the fourth quarter. 22-18 ACCHS has come back to take a lead. And the third quarter was huge for the Lady Tigers. They outscore Pleasant Ridge 13-4. In the third quarter, Pleasant Ridge did not score a field goal. They went 4 of 6 at the free throw line, accounting for their only third quarter points. For Atchison County, another big quarter for Mackenzie Bowerly. She added 7 more and is now at 14. It will be Ram basketball, fourth quarter underway. 22-18, ACCHS with the lead. Here's a baseline shot, up won't go. On the other end, the running shot misses. Rebound Martin, and she will get her first points of the game. Madison Martin for 2. And now the Tigers have put together their largest lead since, well, matter of fact, largest lead for them at 6. Pleasant Ridge has been up by as many as 7. But ACCHS now leads it by 6 at 24-18, and we're going to get a Ram timeout. Coach Gann taking a break. Joseph, we're going to take one also. 7:24 left to play in the ladies' game. It is Atchison County 24, Pleasant Ridge 18.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
As we return, the Rams put the ball in play and nearly throw it away, but great job of rescuing it back in. Here's about a 14-footer. It's going to be up and good from the left edge. It'll be Bella Major getting her 6th point of the game at 24-20. Atchison County with 7:05 to play. ACCHS being patient with his possession now as it comes out on top to Corey Wagner. Left side, Ava Spear. Martin wants the ball. She's like trying to wave it in. Spear doesn't feel like she can get it to her and brings it back out topside to Bowerly. 6:40 to go. Now Martin, way up high, kicked it over to Wagner, who directs traffic. Out on top to Bowerly. She'll step inside. That was some good defense. She could not get a shot away. She's twisting and spinning. Can't get a shot off. Brings it back out on top. Nothing there. Here's a three launched, and it's way off the mark. Bowerly rebounds, spins and turns and shoots and misses, and the rebound cleared down at the baseline by Pleasant Ridge. Kelsey Coe clears away the basketball, and with 6:15 to play in the ballgame, Lady Rams into the forecourt, trailing it by four. It is 24-20, Atchison County. Ridge with the ball. This is going to be Maddie Heim left side between the circles to Major. Bella back over to Heim. Long cross court right side, Coe. Beats down off the block, and a pass is batted away by Spear. Ava Spear, maybe the smallest player on the floor, is able to get a hand on that ball. And then on the upcourt play, reaching in to try to steal it back, Kelsey Coe will collect her first foul. So Kelsey Coe, foul number one. Pleasant Ridge, first foul of the fourth quarter. And at 5:50 to play in the game, leading it by four, the Lady Tigers have the ball up the floor. Again, it's going to be Corey Wagner. And now we have a foul off the ball. The official from way over on the far side coming over, and they're going to call an illegal screen on Madison. It'll be her third foul of the game. First fourth quarter foul by ACCHS. And back up with it will come Pleasant Ridge. Another opportunity for them. And now the baseball pass up the floor just had a little too much steam on it. And it's going to go out of bounds into the crowd. Lady Tigers have it back. 5.5 to go. 24-20 Atchison County. 5.5 left. Left side with the ball. Mackenzie Scholes. Stepping inside is Bowerly. Again, twisting, turning, spinning. Don't know how there's no travel here, but there's not. And the shot is going to go up, and she'll get it. Mackenzie Bowerly now at 16 points. 26-20. And Pleasant Ridge nearly turns it over and, in fact, does. Uncontested down the floor. And now the ball knocked away from behind. That was brilliant speed by Coe for Pleasant Ridge coming up from behind and slapping that ball away. It'll go out of bounds back to the Tigers. 5 minutes to go. And before the ball gets put in play, Coach Eckert wants a timeout. We're going to take it with him. Good timeout taken by the coach. 5 minutes to go in the ladies' game. Atchison County 26, Pleasant Ridge 20.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Coming out of the Tiger timeout with 5 minutes to go in the ballgame, ACCHS brings it into their offensive end. 26-20. Lady Tigers in front. Little skip pass left side. It's going to be stepped in front of us. Stolen away by Ava Potter. Here comes Ridge. Pleasant Ridge. Baseball pass up the court. Over to the left side. It's going to be Kelsey Coe. Lobs it across court. Right into the hands of Mackenzie Bowerly. Bowerly running up the floor. Drives in. Attacks the basket. It's going to be blocked from behind and knocked out of bounds. Bella Major rejects that shot out of play. Tigers are going to put it back in. Kelsey Coe will check out of the game a little bit for Remington. Back in will come Josie Sloan. Inbound it comes. Bowerly turns and shoots and scores. Mackenzie Bowerly at 18 points now. 28-20 with 4.5 to go. ACCHS putting together a little bit of cushion. This is the largest lead in the game for either team. Pleasant Ridge led earlier by 7, and now a beautiful backdoor cutter. Ava Potter has 6. 28-22 and 4:14 left. Corey Wagner. She comes across the timeline, is slanting, angling over to the right side. Again, ACCHS widening the floor out. The pass is batted just for a moment, but Mackenzie Schultz is able to save it. They'll bring it up to Martin. Back over to the right side to Wagner. 3:49 to go. Atchison County is going to be really patient. If they don't get the look they want, there's no shot clock in this game. They don't have to take one. Leading by a half dozen. Corey Wagner, she'll take it. Missed the three, and the rebound is out of bounds, and it'll be Ram basketball. So Mackenzie Scholes was feeling it, but it did not fall for her. Pleasant Ridge back up court, down six. 3.5 left. Maddie Heim will handle it. Back out on top. Bella Major, Heim into the corner to Potter. Ava feeds in the lane. In traffic, falling away. The shot goes up and in. Two more for Bella Major. She's got eight. 28-24. 3:10 left. Pleasant Ridge continues to battle tough here in the road game and the final game of the first semester. A little collision. Tigers with a forearm. Defender falls to the floor. No foul called. Back out on top it comes. Driving it again. Bowerly. Again, she twists and turns and falling away. Puts up an off-balance shot, but it won't go down. Rams will rebound it away. And back up the floor with it, they're going to come. And Bowerly just aggressively chasing the ball, picks up the foul. I think she felt bad about taking that shot that didn't go down, and coming up the floor was really intent on taking the ball back, but with that foul, picks up only her first of the game. It'll be Tiger team foul four in the fourth quarter, and we're down to 2:43 to play. Still a lot of time in a four-point game. Rams will have it up topside. Pleasant Ridge into the game for the Lady Rams. You got Bella Majors out there and the feedback. Kelsey Coe is back in at the baseline, goes up, forces a shot, draws a foul, come to the line, Kelsey Coe. So Kelsey Coe will be shooting, number 15. Or Megan Mia Ernston will be shooting. She's 2 of 2 at the line. The foul is going to be on Mackenzie Scholes. The free throw, a little wide to the right side. One more shot coming up for Mia. With 5 points in the ballgame, Mia, a good shooter, has hit a three, was 2 of 2 at the line, misses that one, comes back here, puts this one on its way, and puts it in. Half a dozen for Mia Ernston, 28-25. It is a one-possession game with 2:20 to play. And now players on the floor, diving on the ball. Looks like an old Packers-Bears game that they're going to say as they're laying on the floor. Coach Eckert runs out, calls a timeout, and he's going to get it. So the Tigers are going to take a break. They're going to have the ball when we return. Joseph, timeout at 2:17 to go in the ladies' game. This is going to be a fun finish. Atchison County 28, Pleasant Ridge 25.
Dr. Stephen Walls is pleased to announce his retirement and the closure of his veterinary practice, Westside Veterinary Hospital, effective December 29th. Dr. Walls will always be remembered as a caring, thorough, and hardworking vet. He has literally cared for hundreds of animals over the last 29 years. Contact the clinic for your pet's records prior to closure. And coming soon, Westside Grooming and Boarding, run by Kim Woodson.
Back with it here in Effingham, Kansas. We've got 2:17 to go in the girls' game. 28-25 Atchison County with the basketball and the three-point lead. Corey Wagner will take the inbound pass to the backcourt. Walks it across the timeline. Goes Bowerly. Left elbow. Guarded by Bella Major. Now the ball is batted away. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. And official over on the far side, emphatically indicating it was off the Rams. Tigers will have it in. And it'll be Corey Wagner to inbound. It comes in, the baseline three, air ball short, and a rebound, Pleasant Ridge. They'll take it on the fly, and a big collision to the backcourt. Are we going to get an offensive foul?
Foul.
I think it is going to be. I'm just sitting here watching this, trying to figure out what had happened. Apparently coming up the floor as Pleasant Ridge was coming up, Josie Sloan was guilty of an offensive foul. And a big break for the Lady Tigers with a minute 50 to go. They've got the ball back and still lead by three. Bowerly, half a step above the top of the key. Left-hand dribble, works her way to the left side. Out on top, it'll come to Martin. Back over to the left for the Tigers to Wagner. And the ball is in the lane, batted away. Stolen! Here come the Rams. It's a one-on-two break. Driving down the floor. Bowerly quickly gets back for the defense. Long cross-court pass, little collision. And a pass back to the right side. Pleasant Ridge somehow is able to maintain control of the ball. With a minute 20 to go, they've got the basketball, trailing it by three. Right side with it is going to be Emma Murphy, and we have a turnover by Pleasant Ridge. Unforced little travel with the basketball in a minute 20 left. Another opportunity for the Tigers to run some clock off. But we're going to get full court pressure now by Pleasant Ridge. 28-25. Tigers in front with a minute 21 to go. It'll come into Martin. Quickly gets it back in the hands of Mackenzie Scholes. Now she'll jump it over to Wagner, to Bowerly, who will handle the ball up the floor. Doubly guarded by Bella Major. And we will get another timeout by the Tigers and Coach Eckert. Taking a break, Joseph, down to 68 seconds left in this girls' game. It remains Atchison County 28, Pleasant Ridge 25.
Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da, a second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's. Ready for some festivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 28th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned meat, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nachos Navidad season, only at Taco John's.
.108 to play in this girls' game. Guys, coming up after this one, so don't go away. 28-25, going to have a great, great finish for game one tonight. Atchison County with the three-point lead. We'll have it put in play from the far sideline, just shy of midcourt, and we'll bring it in the forecourt. Here's Corey Wagner holding the ball up. The defender comes over to try to tie her up. Corey tries to get rid of the ball as the defender was kind of inhibiting her release of the ball, and when she throws it, it's errant and out of bounds to Pleasant Ridge. Rams back up the floor, 1 minute to play. Tigers by three. Kelsey Coe brings it out to Major. Bella up and short, offensive rebound, followed up and in. It is a one-point game off that bucket by Maddie Heim. 28-27, 40 seconds to go. And immediately, the pressure on the inbound play will result in a Ram foul. The whistle is going to be on Kelsey, and she will have her second foul of the game. Ridge will have its third foul of the fourth quarter, and we're going to get a Pleasant Ridge timeout. Taking another break, Joseph. This is going to be great fun at the end. 40 seconds to go in the girls' game. It is. Atchison County 28, Pleasant Ridge 27.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
To play in the girls' game. ACCHS out of the court with the starting five of Madison Martin, Mackenzie Scholes, Corey Wagner, Mackenzie Bowerly, and Danny Chu. Out for Pleasant Ridge, their starters, Maddie Hyman, Bella Major, Mia Earns, and Kelsey Coe, Ava Potter. Here we go. It is Tiger basketball in the backcourt. They'll skip it in, get it to Bowerly. She'll race down the floor, go all the way to the rack, drops the shoulder, collision, and they're going to call a block. Wow. The official's coming over. The collision happened. The defender was knocked to the floor, and we're going to get a blocking foul. It is foul number four on Mia Ernston. And the inbound, a quick shot goes up by Martin, and it is short. Rebound, Pleasant Ridge. 27 seconds to go in the game. Into the forecourt with will come the Lady Ram. They've got the ball with 20 seconds left, down by one. Koa feed into the lane. Hook shot Mia, up and no. Rebound, out of bounds. It'll be Ram basketball. Pleasant Ridge going to take a timeout. I'm sure they will. And here it is. Let me set the scenario. A game that has seen neither team put together much of a lead. We saw Pleasant Ridge up by as many as 7. We've seen ACC just here in the fourth quarter lead by as many as 8. But now, Ridge is on a 7-0 run in the last 4 minutes and 12 seconds. And they have cut that Tiger lead, which was 28-20, now down to 28-27. And with 18 seconds to go in the game, it's going to be Pleasant Ridge's basketball coming in at their offensive baseline. This is going to be an interesting possession. Experienced head coach for Pleasant Ridge, Laurie Gann. A couple of assistant coaches with Gabe Younger and James Murphy out there. A lot of basketball has been seen by that group. And it'll be Rams inbounding at their baseline. Maddie Heim will bring it in. Madison Martin guarding her. There's a huge height differential here. And Ridge will bring it in, left elbow. Feed to the free throw line. Cutting into the lane. The falling away shot is up and short. Rebound. Tigers have it. And we're going to get a foul called on Pleasant Ridge with 10 seconds left. And there's a T. I don't know who collects that technical foul, but somebody in the middle has said something. And the official immediately reacts and calls a technical. And let's see what this is going to be all about. Now they're taking some time and sorting this out. If the foul is on Pleasant Ridge, it would be number 5, and the Tigers would be shooting free throws. Then, if there's a technical, I don't know against whom, but we're going to find out. Foul, blue 12. And so the first shots are going to be taken here. Free throw? No. He just goes to the free throw line. Does not hit the first one, and it remains a 1-point Tiger lead. The gym's gotten really quiet. McKenzie's second one looks good, kicks out, won't go in. So now, the technical foul was on McKenzie. I think that basically she didn't like, let's call it the vigor with which she was fouled on the other end of the floor. So McKenzie collected that technical foul. Coach Eckert is up talking to the official, looking for a clarification. Now Pleasant Ridge is at the line for 2. The first one is in, and we're tied. So Bella Major hits the first of 2 tee shots to tie the game at 28. And Pleasant Ridge is now on an 8-0 run. The second one for the lead. No. So we are tied with 10 seconds left. Coming off the technical, the ball will belong, I suspect, to Pleasant Ridge. And now they're not going to put it in at the point of the foul, but it will come into Pleasant Ridge at midcourt. So in a 28-28 ball game at 10 seconds of play, Pleasant Ridge is going to have an opportunity. They'll bring it in the backcourt, get it there to Major. Bella will drive right side. It's double team. Feeds into the lane. The shot in traffic is up. It's no good. Tigers rebound it down with 2 seconds. No foul, and that's it. We go to overtime. Somehow, Joseph, couldn't you see it coming? We'll be back for the OT at the end of regulation in Effingham, Kansas. Pleasant Ridge and ACCHS deadlocked at 28.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cones, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy, tastes good.
Thought you were going to, you know, get to sleep early tonight. You are mistaken, because we've still got a guys' game to play, and the ladies' game is going to go to overtime, 28-28 in the fourth quarter. Pleasant Ridge outscores Atchison County 10-6. Lady Tigers continue to be led in scoring by Mackenzie Bamberly with 18 for Pleasant Ridge. Pace it away, Bella Major with 9. Tigers who take the tip. We're underway in the overtime. Danny Chu will have it left side. Cross court is going to be stolen away by Mia Ernzen. Here comes Pleasant Ridge. 3.5 to go in OT. Kelsey Coe, cross court, batted away by Bowerly. McKenzie down the floor, loses the handle on the ball, dives for it, undercuts the defender. Everybody's on the floor. Picked up by Ridge. They'll take it down the other end. Players still coming into the forecourt as they scramble to their feet. Rams in the lane. The shot by Ernzen. No, but she's fouled. Mia Ernzen out there with 4 fouls. And now she's fouled here in OT by Madison Martin, who now has 4 fouls. Now, let me also make clear to you that that puts both teams in the bonus, because overtime is a continuation of the fourth quarter. It is not a separate or individual or standalone quarter, even though it's only 4 minutes, but it is just in addition to the fourth. It's an extension of the fourth quarter, so both teams are now beyond the 5 limit. The first free throw was not good. The second free throw is not. Rebound, Ridge, followed up, miss. Rebound, Ridge. Followed up, yes. The bucket is in by Bella Major. And Ridge has taken the OT lead at 30-28. And we've got 2:57 to go. 30-28, Pleasant Ridge. Bowerly around to the right side. Changes directions. And reaching in, the ball's going to be ripped out of her hands. Taken away by Maddie Heim. She'll drive down. Dump right. Goes in. Out the window. Got it. Maddie Heim for 2. She's got 7 points. 32-28, Pleasant Ridge, with 2.5 to go in the OT. And Ridge is now on a 12-0 run, going back to the midpoint of the fourth quarter. Now the ball is going to be stolen away. The breakaway, jailbreak, up and good on the other end. Another one by Maddie Heim. She's at 9, and we're going to get a Tiger timeout. Pleasant Ridge has exploded offensively in the overtime period. We'll take a break. Joseph at 2:18 to go in OT. Rich, 34, Tigers, 28.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money markets and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Out of the Tiger timeout. Here comes ACCHS. Plenty of time left. What they must not do is panic here. With 2:15 to go in overtime, they trail by 6. That is a 2-possession game. They work the outside. Rams stay with their player defense, but they're not, like, up in the ball handler's grill. They're laying off of about a half a step, falling away. Bowerly puts a shot up that misses, and the Tiger rebound is going to be tipped back into play, taken away by Pleasant Ridge. And now, Ridge probably going to get a little bit patient. Tigers are going to try to double the basketball. Here's a feed across. Underneath, the layup is set on the back door. That is the first point of the game for Emma Murphy. 36-28. It is a 16-0 Pleasant Ridge run. And now with a minute 30 to go in OT, it is a three-possession game, and the Tigers are going to have to make something happen. Here's Bowerly with the ball between the circles. She'll go to the left side. Cannot come off a screen. Goes to the free throw line. Loses her footing, but is able to get rid of the ball before a travel gets called. Gets it over to Corey Wagner. Wagner starts into the lane. Lots of contact. Bodies are on the floor, and the official raises an arm. I suspect a Pleasant Ridge foul. We will get that. It is Kelsey Coe with foul number three. Coming to the free throw line, Atchison County, Corey Wagner. Now, Corey's got 5 points in the game. Has not had a free throw opportunity tonight, and the first one is going to be up in a wee bit short. One more shot coming up for Corey. And that one also short. Rebound Ridge. Mia earns and sweeps it down. Pleasant Ridge will walk it up the floor and go into the forecourt with 1 minute to play in overtime, leading it 36-28. Pleasant Ridge pass. Right side. No room. They'll bring it back out. Again, no hurry for them. They do not have to shoot the ball. They'll go to the right side. They will shoot the ball. It won't go in. And it's on the floor. Saved by the Rams. Pleasant Ridge is going to recover it. 40 seconds left. And again, Pleasant Ridge, the fact that they shot at all a moment ago is a little bit startling. The pass to the free throw line, back on top. No shot clock. There's no reason for them to look at the basket. Now a double team on the near side as they try to trap the ball, and Maddie Himes coming to the free throw line. Corey Wagner will collect her first foul tonight. Are we going to see a timeout? We are. Joseph, we're taking a break. 24 seconds left in OT. Pleasant Ridge leading Atchison County 36-28.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Band in the background, a festive holiday tune, and we come out of the timeout welcoming you back here to Effingham, Kansas. We're with 24 seconds to play in the overtime period in the ladies' game. Ridge is at the free throw line, and the first shot is up and good for Maddie Heim. Maddie stretches the Ram lead now to 37-28. One more shot. Got it. A 10-point lead for Pleasant Ridge with 20 seconds to go. Tigers down the floor, and is there an illegal screen? There was. The whistle is going to be on Mackenzie Bowerly. But as it was an offensive foul, free throws will not be shot, and Pleasant Ridge just got to get this thing into the forecourt and burn it down. Pass comes out on top. They'll lob it over to the left side with 11. 9 seconds left. Cross-court pass batted out of bounds by Bowerly. It'll come back in at midcourt. 6 seconds to play for Pleasant Ridge. What a comeback. They look to bring it in and do in the forecourt. They'll go right side, and that's going to do it. Final score in this one tonight in overtime. The Pleasant Ridge Lady Rams 38. Atchison County 28, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Ladies teams leaving the court. The guys' team coming up, warming up. We'll have their game coming up before very long. Do not go away, but the women's contest, girls' contest, first one here. What an exciting game. As it went back and forth. The second quarter, Pleasant Ridge led by 7. Tigers battled back. Ended up in the fourth quarter, Tigers led by 8. It was 28-20 ACCHS with 4.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. That was the last time the Tigers scored. They did not score in the last 4.5. They did not score in the 4 minutes of overtime. And Pleasant Ridge was able to come from behind, take out a 38-28 win. Recap of the scoring for you for Pleasant Ridge. High scoring honors are shared by Maddie Heim and Bella Major, each with 11. 6 apiece for Mia Ernston and Ava Potter. Kelsey Coe and Emma Murphy each had 2. For ACCHS, your high scorer for the Lady Tigers and in the game is Mackenzie Bowerly with 18 points. 5 tonight for Corey Wagner. It was 2 for Danny Chu and Madison Martin. 1 of the ballgame for Mackenzie Schultz. Union State Bank player of the game. Boy, it's just going to be so hard to come up with somebody, but I'm going to go with Maddie Heim. Not only did she have 11 points, but she also scored 6 of those 11 in the overtime period. So, tell you what, for Pleasant Ridge, Maddie Heim, your Union State Bank player of the game. Taking a quick break here in Effingham. We're going to be back. Second half of our double dip coming up shortly. It is the guys' turn. ACCHS and Pleasant Ridge. Once again, the final score in the ladies' game in overtime. Pleasant Ridge 38, Atchison County 28 right now, though. Back we go to the K-Radio Sports Studios, where you're going to be in the capable hands of Joseph.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.